Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, welcome back to episode, what are we up to, 74?
Yeah, 70, no, I think seven, is this seven?
I don't even know.
I think it's seven.
We recorded, when we first started, we recorded like
a lot, a big, huge chunk, and then we had a little bit of a break, but well, not really. Well, I mean, the viewers don't know, or the listeners.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in a good, at least, what, 2 months?
No, it hasn't been that long.
Month and a half, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. You were gone in Milwaukee for a while.
I went to 2.5 weeks of Milwaukee time.
I am shocked by that. Why did you do that?
I lived. I
did
can't.
You, did
I
you loved lived it? Tell me about, how did you live? Why, where, and what? In Milwaukee.
I love
Milwaukee,
it there.
Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the good land.
Okay.
This is America's 16th largest city, one of the most epically 16th? Racially divided cities in the United States.
Yeah, but similar to Boston, it's probably very segregated, very racist.
Yes, yeah. There's. We talked about it on the Jada podcast, yeah, when she was here.
Oh, that's right.
I loved it. I went, I got an Airbnb. I shopped for a house for my mom.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you bought that horror house.
Yeah. I bought the house.
She bought the house.
My mother is the mother of the house now. And by the way, this is like to be like a Midwesterner and you want to impress your mom. You want to, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, my mom doesn't care about my record. She doesn't care about being a best-selling author. Yeah. She doesn't watch me on TV, really. She doesn't care. But me buying her a house,
this is
she's going to gag.
Plucked.
Before we went in, I told my realtor, Matt, well, it's a drag queen, Chanel Devine. She's a realtor. I said, Chanel Devine, just so you know, you might see some emotions today.
Tears.
Like, you know, my mom, she might cry. You know, I don't think she's owned a house like this probably in a long time. And, you know, my mom, God love her, she lives in a trailer in the country,
mm-hmm,
you know, and this could be waterworks today. And he's like, I know, I was talking in the office today that today might be emotional. We walk in, my mom follows me behind me and I'm like, I got you this house. And my mom goes, it looked bigger in the pictures.
Not good enough.
That
did you gag? Did you gag?
The great thing about wearing masks the whole time is I can hide my emotions because I looked like that woman from Couples Court, Miss Jackson, when she's like,
you're not very good at concealing your true feelings.
Oh my God.
Did she ever get like a little misty in the eye? No.
After the fact, I think she could tell that I was a little disappointed by the response. So then she was like,
oh no, it's great. Yeah, I love it.
She was
huge.
Like,
wow,
I'm
wonderful.
I'm so grateful that you did this for me. And you just, I really appreciate it. And it's cool. I mean, it's wonderful. But I was also looking at for a place for myself. So I got myself a very small loft in the Milwaukee area too.
Just a casual.
You know, my friends home said, you're so bald, you're buying houses. You're like the Monopoly man.
Yeah. It's like, well, I... I just wanted to pick up another residence on my way back from the coffee. It was like, what the fuck?
Well, I was originally looking at a place for myself. Wait, and so then my mom was like, well, I'm, you know.
Oh, so
I was already looking at condos for myself because I love Milwaukee. And, you know, you and I have a lot of projects coming up that we have to sit and do a lot of writing for.
That's true. And writing
I'm like,
projects.
I need my little zhuzh.
That makes sense. But like, why Milwaukee? Well, I know why, because you're from there. But like,
I love it.
You do. Did they get foliage in the fall?
They get the fall foliage. And it's one of the
Is it pretty?
And it's one of the fastest growing cities in the country. So
what does that mean?
Houses go on sale there and sell in a day.
Okay.
Because it has five Fortune 500 companies in that little city.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people moving there. A lot of people making a lot of money there. Everything in Milwaukee, every street is like new businesses every other week. It's just growing so fast.
And do you like, are the real estate prices like reasonable or are they, how do they compare to LA? Obviously not as much, but
they're a little more reasonable now because of COVID times.
COVID times.
I was just talking about this today. Isn't it crazy to think we're going to have to tell children someday that this happened? And I'm going to be like, no, we had masks on for 2 years.
Yeah. And it's doesn't have like the kind of, I don't know, the interest of like a bubonic plague. Do you know what I mean? I feel
it's
like it's
as
kind of
chic.
No, I mean it's not as like terrifying. It's 240,000 people have died, so it's not good.
Yeah, but like it depends what news channel you watch.
That's
honestly,
true. Yeah, that's true. But like it doesn't have the or like the intrigue or the drama of like, you know, a real good kind of like Spanish flu. I don't know.
What were you up to for the 2.5 weeks I was gone?
Music. Videos.
That's
baby.
Right.
Music videos. Yes.
Vampire Fitness comes
musician,
out Friday.
Musician. 2 days from now, I'm a musician.
How do you feel about it?
I actually feel really good about it. I really like it. It's like
fucking cool, dude.
It's, yeah. It's like different. It's for, it's a different kind of sensation to release something that I actually really like. No, I mean like.
I'm talking like about my shit storm.
No, like the in terms of like a solo project, that's 100% like a vanity project. Do you know what I mean? Like it, nobody commissioned it, nobody asked for it. I just wanted to do it. But usually, when I do something like that, it turns out very sideways. But this is like I actually am really into it.
And I think anybody who, in our position is making music become comfortable with the fact that you might never see a dollar from it. And just be proud of what you're making.
Oh, absolutely. If I wanted to make money, I'd go work at the TJ Maxx.
Well, that's a stringent hiring process, and they do a background check. So they're going to find out about Jennifer with the G. It's going to be all over.
Poor Jennifer. She met an end that she did not deserve. Stuffed down the trash, the fucking trash chute.
The trash chute.
But she was so heavy, though. So heavy. You got to get rid
of her.
What's
her winter weight?
24 pounds.
That's of poundable pussy.
Yeah, 24 pounds of fuck meat or whatever they say. It's so disgusting. So disgusting.
I just want someone to talk to me like that, though. I want a guy to talk to me the way that the salespeople talk on sex toys.
Oh, my God.
I wish I was only 24 pounds of fuckable fun. Yeah.
24 pounds of poundable pussy action or something. I mean, it's like a it's like a car commercial. You know what I mean? It's like four-wheel drive. Blah, blah, blah. It's so funny.
You know what I enjoyed while I was home? Wisconsin has the most wonderful, like, locally produced radio ads.
Like Jennifer Convertibles or whatever?
So like, oh, wow, come on down to the color box in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, doing half off, cutting colors. If you call now, like...
Wow.
Just the most.
Do they
like,
really talk like that?
Yes, 100%.
Minnesota and Minneapolis. Wait, so Wisconsin and Minnesota are
the same thing to the world. Yes.
No, are they really? Like, what's the difference?
So Minnesota is to the left, and just to the right of it is Wisconsin. So they're side by side. And I'll have you know that Wisconsin turned blue again last week. So that was lovely to be home. I closed on my condo. And I spent my first night there, and I woke up to the news of Wisconsin being blue.
Did you teabag the television
screen? I cried.
Did you really?
I sure did.
Oh, good for you.
My first time voting was in 2008 for Obama.
Obama.
And I lived in the dorms. So voting and having Obama win while you live in the dorms was so exciting.
Okay, yeah.
Because it was all...
Communal feeling.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Blackman.
Yes, and so it was fun to... And now, you better believe I'm going to vote in Wisconsin, because I have a residence there.
Oh,
you can't take me.
God.
They don't need my gay vote.
Can
in
you
West
double
Hollywood.
Dip?
You can't.
Felony. Felony. Yeah.
Well, you have. My mom, I said, I will do voter fraud because she didn't vote this year. I said, listen.
Okay.
Next time, I'm coming over your house. I'm taking that geriatric hand and I'm signing the papers, Mary.
You could just like put on a wig, get on that rascal and go down to the little ballot box and say, I am Mrs. Mattel.
100%.
What is her name?
Val.
Val. Oh, I love that.
She's Val and she's unimpressed.
Val, she not moved to tears by you buying her a dream house.
Not at all. That I mean, it's fine. It makes perfect sense.
It does make sense.
It would have been, thinking story. About it, I'm like, what if she would have reacted big? That would have been so inconsistent.
Yeah. What would bring her to tears? Like a nice...
A death in the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just something light.
No, I mean like tears of like joy.
Well, she didn't cry at the house showing, so then I killed my brother. Yeah. I made her watch.
Yeah. I'm going to juice some tears out of that face
100%.
One way or another.
No, but it was cool. It was cool to be able to, you know, not to be gay, but like my aunt, my mom, they all can live in a house and they can have an extremely affordable, like, you know.
It's like the real world slumlord edition. That would be great if you became like, it just like inch by inch, little by little every year, you just more and more ruthless.
You should have seen their faces when I said, this has to have a good resale value though, so you can't smoke in the house. Bitch, they looked like, why would we live here? We can't smoke in here.
Well, to be honest, that's a fair point. I'm going to take their side on that. Because think about it. Like, I mean, if you're a smoker and you're all in, you know, if you're all in, you don't have any illusions about quitting really in the next 5 years. That's kind of how you live your life.
Yeah.
There was, when we got to DragCon New York and they said you can't smoke anywhere, I was like, well, I guess I'm going home. Like, seriously, you know what I mean, though? It's like crazy. So I get that. They're going to smoke in the house.
And I did finally, no, they cannot. Yeah. I also looked straight at them. And when my mom was like, because I walked in the day after that we showed her the house and I was sitting there and it was like 3, 2, 1. Anyway, mom, remember yesterday when I brought you to the house to look at it and you barely said anything and you said that it looked bigger in pictures? And she goes, what? And I go, I'm going to tell her. She goes, she's like, do you think I wasn't grateful? I said, I already told everyone. I said, I've already put it in the next show. Are you kidding me? That was the funniest thing.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes of new material.
So funny. And then she, that bitch just makes me laugh. She's one of those whores who...
She's one of those
My mom
whores.
Hasn't taken great care of herself in her life. And she's one of those people that no matter how many times like the doctor is like, you need to do X, Y, Z. She's like, I'm just trying to party.
I just want to party to my baseball.
So the next day I come over, I said, what'd you guys do last night? And she's like, well, your auntie had to sit up with me because we stayed up late and we had some of those drinks. And then I had some spicy sausage and I woke up and I had heartburn and I felt like one of my arms was numb and your aunt had to sit up and watch me. I said,
watch me through a potential heart attack.
I'm like,
how old is she?
She's not old, but in Wisconsin, 30, we're not 32. Here for a long time.
We're here
for a good time.
The life expectancy is like, what, like the 1600s over
yes.
there?
Yeah. Oh yeah. God. She's not as a good shape of as Pat. Pat's serving.
She's going to outlive everybody. Everybody.
I want to meet her.
She's great. Yeah, she's great. I mean, she's like, you know, the best thing about her is like if you ever go on a walk or like you're on an errand on foot, she leaves you in the dust.
Oh, she's hitting it.
She hits it and she doesn't look back.
Fierce.
Yeah, you just got to keep up or just get, you know, lost in the shuffle.
That's a little bit you, though, too,
yeah,
for
bury
sure.
Bury me, yeah. I just like, you know, we'll arrive as a group and then I'll just cut out. And, you know, what happens.
Do you believe in later? Like a French exit in that sense?
I just call it exiting. You know, no, seriously. Like,
I don't need to speak French. I'll just leave.
French, Irish, whatever.
That's French people laughing.
I mean, think about this. I don't understand, like, the people who, like, make a point to say goodbye to everybody in a party on the way home. Or like,
it's so weird and self-indulgent.
Seems, yeah, that seems like the, not rude, but, like, that seems like the crazier thing to me.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, so we're thinking about getting, you know, and each one, it's like a whole theatrical production.
I'm heading out.
Yeah, like, get out. Who cares? Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go to the door. I'll put one foot in the door. I'll lean back around the corner of the door and go,
I'm gonna go home.
That's more my vibe.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I did finally get to do something in Wisconsin that was litty. I got to finally hand out Halloween candy at a house.
Okay. All right. So I think I saw your tweet about this and you said it became, you were bored of it in like 5 minutes.
I was like, this is it.
That happens.
This is all led up to this. I went 5 minutes in. I was yelling in the screen door like, you guys tricked me. This sucks. My mom and my aunt having drinks in the kitchen. Like, you got it. I'm like, this is horrible.
Did you dress up?
No.
Oh, see, that's kind of the part of the problem.
I wore like a flannel with like an orange beanie. So I was very fall. But I wasn't like serving a costume.
A little cheek stick and
Auntie
a freckle.
Gooch dressed up.
What'd she dress up as?
Oh, she had this horrifying mask with like a weapon and a black shroud. And when the kids came to the screen door, she like popped out and stared at them.
See, that's what you got to do. That keeps it interesting for you.
So Auntie Gooch would scare them and just go, I love scaring kids.
Yeah.
I love it. So then I'm sitting there handing out the kids, right? The candy. These kids don't dress up, mama.
Oh.
These kids are not dressed up. I'm not kidding. 9 out of 10 children. We're not in a costume.
Yeah, we don't do that. I feel like that's something you don't get the candy unless you get the costume.
This girl said, trick or treat. I said, where's the trick?
Yeah. She said, I'm a whore.
Or they were walking up and not saying trick or treat and just say, they were holding out the bucket and then going, thank you.
Oh, no.
So you think it's just this is a Laffy Taffy soup kitchen, you fucking cunt?
It's just like a kitchen soup or a soup kitchen parade. Just homeless youths. Like,
she pissed me off. So you know what I did? I went inside. I heated up some Campbell's tomato soup. I brought it out and I put a ladle into each bag. I said, this is the kind of treat you're going to get.
Do you want grits or pea soup, ma'am?
I will say, I was kind of tearing out the candy based on the costume.
Yes.
If it's babies, I had like gummies. Like, oh, here's this, whatever. Like a gummy bear, whatever.
Oh, sure. Weed gummies.
Yeah.
Those babies are flying. Edible. Yeah. Now, I would, toddler, only 50 milligrams for that one.
I would love to give a baby an edible. Just see what happens.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they would love it.
I think it would probably be like a good thing.
Well, you know how with marijuana, you have to, it's very the craft. How do you enter with perfect love and perfect trust? Babies wouldn't have any preconceived, like, what's going to happen with the weed?
No, yeah, it just completely just soaks their consciousness naturally.
That baby from Ally McBeal, the dancing baby?
Yeah, 50 weed. Milligrams.
50 milligrams, 50 cc's of Mary J.
Yeah, they'd just go from baby to toddler. They skip those terrible twos.
It was a lot of costumes that were like a Mickey hoodie. I'm like, that's not a costume.
That's a piece of clothing.
I said, where's the reveals? I want to see lashes. I mean, I know that, you know.
Pain. Where's the... Give me a ghost. Give me a Dracula. Give me something.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And also, you have to say thank you.
Yeah. And it was so cute when the kids were sometimes like 2 and the mom's like, what do you say? And they're like, like trying to say, that's fun.
Yeah. That is fun.
And then sometimes the little ones were confused. There was one little girl who walked up, reached into her bucket and gave me candy and left. And I was like, this is what I'm talking about.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Cause if you live in it depends on what kind of area you live in, but you could just be like, all right, that'll be $1.
Yeah.
Charge for the candy. You know what I mean? Make some money. Turn it into like a for-profit kind of like...
100%.
Yeah. Because you get 150 trick-or-treaters, I'm seeing $300 right there.
100%. Make it a sliding scale. Like if you're dressed good, you get candy. And if you're dressed bad, you owe me money.
Or you dress really well, I'm going to take a 10 out of you because I know you got it.
Dress for the job you want. Now, when you were a kid and you went trick-or-treating, what was the candy you hoped for?
I didn't really care. I just wanted a lot.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing. I just wanted so much of it because we did pillowcases. You do pillowcases?
Oh, no. Yeah.
We did pillowcases always. Big, no. Long pillowcases. And no. I'm talking like...
Like a robber?
20 pounds of candy.
Like you were coming in to take their silver flatware and their heirloom dishes?
Big opening and deep. Big really? And deep, yeah.
And then you walk around over the shoulder Santa Claus?
Abso-fucking-lutely, yeah. No. Strong thread count, 250 or whatever. And we just fucking just go until we can't go anymore. And I'm just telling you, 20 pounds of candy.
Really? See, I don't even 20 think... 20 pounds. I think people trick-or-treat less.
Yeah,
I
probably.
Didn't even see that many trick-or-treaters.
Yeah,
it's granted, a dying it's COVID
art.
Toms,
yeah, oh, like, right, it's a dying art.
When I was a kid, trick-or-treating was lit.
It absolutely was.
I went
was.
Home with more candy than I got. I would be November. Like, Christmas would come, and I'd be like, you got to throw this candy away.
Yep, absolutely. All through November, guaranteed. Yeah. And I think the thing that I miss about like that suburb vibe is the hot dads.
Well.
The hot dads with their little youngsters.
Oh, because that's how you know that nut is potent and that nut works. That, you know that nut that is going to taste like...
That seed is going to flower.
That nut is going to taste like an old boot because you know that it is chlorophyll, DNA, and...
Chlorophyll!
I'm not a biologist.
This is so gross. I can't believe I'm about to ask this. Do you...
Yeah, whatever it is. Absolutely, sis! Absolutely!
No, I don't know. Did you
just ask it?
Do you swallow cum?
Do I swallow cum?
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's who what doesn't? I wanted to. Well, I don't know.
Let me just say.
I mean,
not for everyone.
Yeah. Right. Sure. Sure.
It has to be the right time.
$10
cum costume. Comes into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
I mean, because I know that like gay men loved, I don't know why I pivoted to this. Oh yeah, because the potent dad nut.
Yeah, what about trick-or-treating made you think about swallowing nut? Oh, the
potent dad nut, yeah. But like I know that it's a very common kind of fetishized, like, you know, put your nut in my butt kind of thing situation, yeah. Scenario. But
Pregnancy. See, Knock me up.
Knock this pussy up.
Breed me, mom.
All I think about, I just think of dogs. I think of purebred chihuahuas.
It's also straight people nut in each other's pussy holes all the times. And they don't say breeding. Are straight girls like breed me? No,
definitely
right?
Not. Definitely not. I don't think, what are they saying? Come in my pussy?
All I'm saying, when I say get this bread, I'm talking about money. I'm not talking about cum. Okay.
It's I find it so revolting, that expression breeding. I just think of chihuahuas and like poodles and like stuff like that.
I do think it's a common. I know a lot of gay men who there's something about a man with children that elevates the sexuality. Yeah,
the virility
somehow.
Of it is very appealing.
Yeah. Kyle, isn't that you? You like guys who have kids?
Is it because you the lure of the potent dad nut?
They're competent. They can take care of another being. So they're going to take care of you.
Oh, it's the responsibility factor. So it's like the opposite of the bad boy complex.
100%. Like,
okay. All right. Well.
And at your present weight, you're looking very thin, by the way.
Yeah.
You know that dad already has a baby Bjorn.
Oh, yeah.
And he could
strap me
right
to the front. Strap me to the front. Yes. Strap me to the front. There was that episode of Veep where that guy, what's his name, Mike, adopted an infant from China and she was 6 years old. And he had her like on the little baby Bjorn in the front, like all just legs dangling.
6 years
six
old?
6 years old, yeah. She's like infant.
What do you think about, like, I remember I watched a UK documentary about a woman who still breastfed her kid at like 11, 12, 13.
I am Bialik. Blossom did that too.
What's into that?
Well, it's just different, like different understandings of like the attachment thing during like parenting. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Think of it
this way though. How fucked up are humans in general? So like,
it's not the worst thing.
It's not exactly. It could be worse. Although, I mean, sucking on your mom's titty when you're 13.
Well, what about the adult men who want to drink the milk from the titties?
Oh, that's completely fine. Because that's just a fetish.
So that when the woman is pregnant, the men drink the milk from the titty? The grown men?
I don't believe that they do.
Wait, who?
Like, everything I know about sex, I learned from the movie Precious.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if we have reliable data like to base our conclusions
That's
on.
That's all I know about. Oh, we should take a break.
Oh my God, great idea. And we're back.
And we're back.
Oh, it's nice to be back. Okay, so do you ever get like, so you're always doing videos,
mm-hmm.
YouTube. Congratulations on 1 million subscribers, by the way.
Look at the plaque.
Look at the material.
Look at the material.
It certainly is gold, isn't it?
Yeah, it came in the mail. It's twice as big as the silver. Thrilled. Excited. You and I are nominated for a Streamy. We are YouTube
excellence. Oh, yes, we are. Now, what did we get nominated for this time?
We got nominated for Best Show, which is like best that, picture of YouTube and digital content.
Okay. Now, what do you reckon are the like is the likelihood of us getting?
Not high.
Okay.
Because usually, like, we've been nominated for Best Show twice now and Best Unscripted once. And usually there are, listen, I love us. It really is
a megalomaniac, yeah.
A psychopath, yeah. And a green screen.
Oh yeah, and they have like full crews and stuff. It's like a full thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not to disparage what, like, you know, it's just apples and oranges, let's say.
100%.
Although no, it's not, because I mean, apples don't get nominated for being oranges. You know what I mean? So I guess it would be what would be the film equivalent? Say like
it's best picture.
Avatar versus
The Help.
Honey. Okay. I would say Avatar versus like, you know, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Help.
I just pulled a movie. By the way, you know what how we talk about things we do in the house alone?
Yeah.
My new thing
That's
is
your new thing.
And the nominees are and then listing movies to myself.
Lethal Weapon 3.
And I'm only doing movies that are a good 15 years old. So yeah. I'm like, and the nominees are Memoirs of a Geisha.
That's great.
Babel.
Crash. Harry Potter 2. My God.
So that's my other new
I thing. Like that. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing any new?
I have a new rattle. What's my new rattle? I have, it's just more Sanskrit. It's more Sanskrit, but I've had to tone it down because actually been approached. I've been approached to kind of not do it anymore. Like if
you've been encouraged,
I've been encouraged to stop because for some people, for people who are like religious and devout in that part of the world, it can be very
Sanskrit is
it's a sacred language.
Oh,
it's like it's like me saying, you know. Hail Mary with my titties out. I don't know. It's a similar effect.
Well,
something like
traditionally in religions, they love to say, this means this to me, so it has to mean it to everyone.
Yeah, so you got to get on the level. I'm like, well, I don't want to get on that level.
Also, as if you haven't paid your dues as a yogi.
Doesn't even matter. I feel like it doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter. I'm going to scream Sanskrit naked in my apartment.
100%.
In any way I like to.
I was telling Kyle, my house guest, I was like, if you thought I was weird when we lived together, living alone, everything's calcified.
Absolutely.
I'm Nell. I'm fucking Nell, girl. I am Tay in the Wind. I'm titties out.
You're Nell and Russell Crowe from that Beautiful Mind.
100%.
Absolutely.
Having full conversations. My other favorite one is, babe, like someone's here when no one lives here.
Can you turn that down?
Yeah. Babe. No one's here.
You don't live with anybody. I do call and response too.
What is it?
Like, just act out the scenario with like, I can't believe you did that. Well, go back and forth.
Gerald, we've talked about this, you know.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Look at your behavior the last 3 weeks. I can't even believe where you, just kind of things like that. But revenge fantasies sometimes.
And the nominees are Revenge Fantasies.
Lethal Weapon 4.
That's a gig. Whoever gets to be that voice, that's a gig. Yeah,
that is a good gig. What would be your dream? Wait. So we did a voiceover-ish, like, it's not quite ASMR, but on the album, like a guided meditation.
I listened to the preview the other day.
I really enjoy it. I love doing it, but I also like, I enjoy listening to it, which is shocking because, you know, most people hate the sound of their own voice.
And it even calms you, the beast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, it actually makes me a little emotional.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk about that. Why?
Well, I think just that, I don't know. I think the tone of it, or I don't know what. And then I think like ripping out your teeth makes me cry. Because it's and let me tell you. Can I tell you?
Tell me.
We filmed a music video for it in virtual reality. Like it's a 3D kind of whole immersive environment kind of thing. And I spent the whole day with stainless steel pliers in my mouth and fake blood, ripping out teeth. I had a whole collection of teeth. Remember the teeth that people send me through the mail? Yeah. I had them in my mouth. I had them all in my mouth. I was spitting them out. I was yanking on the pliers, like trying to. It was gnarly.
It sounds awful.
It's awful. But just the sensation of having cold, hard metal on your molars or on any tooth. Yeah, it's hammer time.
I love doing music.
Yeah.
I hate doing music videos.
I was going to ask you because it's.
I hate doing music.
Yeah. But I can't figure it out.
It's so much work.
It is, but is it better or worse than a TV show? Filming a TV show or filming a movie?
Oh, I love doing anything television related.
Okay. Really?
Music videos are so much work.
Because it's just so long,
and
long
so
days.
So much money.
Well, that, but yeah. But the process is not very enjoyable.
Music videos? Yeah. I don't think it is. Like video games, which is nice and short, turned out beautiful.
Beautiful.
Even that was a short day. I still was like,
yeah.
Yellow Cloud, which was a big production, puppets.
Did you do one day?
Yeah.
One day.
Like, wears me out, dude. Yeah. And I don't know why. Something. I love making the songs. I love playing them. But when it comes to a video, to me, it's a it's a means to an end because, you know, I love our managers. And they're like, you know, if you want people to hear your music, you got to give them something to look at, which I know makes perfect sense.
Look at
and
these legs, when the music's, though. Look at the legs.
When the music video's out, I love it. But the process of making it is so hard. But you know what? This is an industry where I constantly battle with things I don't want to do.
Yeah, but I think that's any industry.
I didn't want to do this today. I don't want to do this right now.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's such a weird thing because it's like, I agree 100%. I want the video. I love the video. I love the song.
I love it.
Love it. Love that it's there. Mm-hmm. Love that it's going to be there.
But like knowing the night before, like it's tomorrow. I got to be in a wig by 9 a.m. pretending to sing my own music. Like
over and over and over.
And you know what else it is? When I hear other people's music that inspires me, that makes me want to lip sync, I get to feel it. And when I made the song, I don't feel it as hard.
Yeah.
Because other, like a woman's voice and like something fun to lip sync to, it buoys me.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because this is something I had a hard time with. So a male voice in a female presentation,
mm-hmm.
the dissonance between that is.
You think you have a male voice?
I'm talking hypothetically. I wish I had a female voice like Tatiana.
Oh, yeah. I know.
She can drop right into that female, like, unclockable audio register.
Yeah.
I can.
You need to do, like, the
Hello?
Felicity Huffman Transamerica tapes. This is that you can train.
Yeah. Oh,
you
sure.
You can train it, but I mean,
but
at 38. Eight.
No, I don't. I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
And burned down. But like, I'm not even talking about like, that's not the desire even. It's like saying, say you get like a nice resonant tone in a male voice.
Yes.
But then you have this female presentation in drag. Like, does that ever like weird you out at all?
Well, I think that out of drag, I have a little bit of a gay voice even when I'm singing. And so in drag, a lot of times people's comments are, I like your voice because it sounds like both.
Oh, okay.
Because like I have a deep voice, but when I sing, it's a little bit breathy, a little bit gay. Like when I sing video games, I sing it like a woman sings it, even though I have a male voice. And so I think there's somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. All right. That makes sense
like,
to me.
When I'm not in drag, I don't sing like Trixie sings.
Wait, say that again?
When I'm not in drag, I don't sing the same as like Trixie sings.
Okay.
Because when I'm in drag, it's a lot more like flirty. My tongue is out, rolled down the street. A
lot of saliva, wet mucus.
I'm jerking my pussy.
Yeah, wet,
I got
wet.
Three fingers shoved up my hole, my front hole, my front butt.
Oh.
Let's take a break.
Wow, okay. Hey, listen, we're standing by. Call in.
Yeah, this is episode, I think, seven.
Seven. Oh, yeah. How about this?
We're a new podcast, and since we started, we already broke top 10 Apple podcasts.
Is that out of all the podcasts?
Yes.
That's incredible.
It was out of all of them. Number one is Michelle Obama. And let me just say this, bitch, you better watch your back.
Becoming, mama, becoming. We're coming for you.
I'm unbecoming. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty incredible. But also, I mean, I would say a testament to the rabidity
yes.
of our fans.
It doesn't have to do with us being funny, good, or smart.
No, it's the fans being engaged to such an insane level that they'll just fucking... Yeah.
And let me just address this. I love that some of the number one comments are, I wish there was video.
No, you don't.
Let me tell you.
We do two or three, four. How many shows we do with video?
I'm on YouTube with a new video at least three times a week.
Oh, three times a
Between,
week.
Between Netflix. And Trixie Cosmetics.
Yeah, you're not hurting for videos.
You're not
hurting for videos. But that's like, I think I just equate it to the same like sentiment as, oh, I wish this was longer. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No.
And also, if you want a podcast that you can watch, that's a video.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a podcast.
Yeah, and we do those too.
We do them together.
Even. Yeah.
But if you guys would ever, maybe we would someday do something where we film us for like a special moment. But
just the waist down.
And nude.
Actually, that would be really fun.
Just legs?
Just legs.
Colonoscopy.
Just legs. And then maybe like a googly eye. You know what I mean? We'll kind of. We can customize the feet, or we'll talk
about
it.
I want to wear a Swarovski stone on my piss slit.
No, not crotch. No, just legs.
Oh,
PG-13, you know, yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway.
No gluten. Have you had a favorite episode so far of the ones we've done? Just a little check-in.
Well, I haven't gotten around to listen to them yet.
Really?
I'm just kidding. No, I liked, which is my favorite? The Wesley Woods one's really good.
The Kimchi one make me, Dirty Ted and Stephanie crack my shit up.
Oh, Dirty Ted and Stephanie's probably, yeah. Kimchi was fantastic. Fina was great. Fina had a really soothing voice.
Definitely.
Really. Like almost so fantastic. And then, I don't know.
I really like the podcast. I like doing it.
I do too.
And if you guys would like us to keep doing it, please share, listen, comment, rate, subscribe.
Yeah. Tell a friend.
For
write
some
a
reason
letter.
On iTunes, if you comment and like it, it goes up the, so
the what? When do we start making money?
Yeah. Can I get a dollar, please? Can I have a dollar? Yeah. And if you have any guests you want us to have, that would be something I'd be interested in.
I know that they do. Please comment like with your, if somebody outside of the realm of Drag Race who's like a notable in the beauty or whatever industry, let us know.
Yeah. Especially on Twitter. Tag this celebrity and tag us and maybe we can link up that way.
Because
we've already run out of friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, bare bones. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this. When you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.